good Friday morning. And think about it, what Friday morning isn't. September 12th going on. A few clouds still moving around here. 66 degrees where we're at. Well, time to do what we do every Friday. Check in with CHI CEO and President Terry Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
for having us. I love this segment.
I know. We're just full of surprises every Friday.
And you bring me good people to talk to, too.
You
and,
never know what I'm going to walk in the door with.
I know. That's what I like about this segment. And you got something really neat to tell us about
today.
I do.
You know, when I thought, what am I going to talk about this coming up week? I just have to go and visit with the staff and what we've got going on. So today with me, I have Yvonne Olson and Jill Burquist, who are going to talk about an event that we got going on this weekend. So that, I will turn it over to these lovely ladies.
All right, Yvonne, step up to the mic. Good morning. So good to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. Well, what's going on? You got some exciting news here.
Yeah, this weekend we are having a farmer's market, bazaar, and we are going to be selling fresh vegetables, canned vegetables, fruit, apple pies, pumpkin pies, some crafts, and the FFA kids have generously donated some plant holders that they've made in class and some apple crisps. So we've got a lot of things going on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yvonne, you're making me hungry. Are any of your recipes a part of this? Do you have anything in there that's your own?
No, they aren't.
Okay.
They aren't.
Okay, but you're just kind of coordinating all of this, right?
Well,
helping
I'm
to
just
coordinate?
Following Jill around.
She's, all right.
She kind of does everything.
I know, but Jill leaves a big footprint, so that's tough to do sometimes.
Yeah.
So are you excited about this? You seem to be pretty wound up about it.
I am. I'm very excited about it. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you know, food around here, mm-hmm. that's what you can tempt a lot of people with that,
yeah.
too. So.
And we're going to be out in the front lobby
of
St. Francis.
And that's going on this way. That's going on tomorrow.
That's going on tomorrow from 1 to 4.
Okay. Fantastic. Yep. Yvonne, pass the mic over to Jill. And Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
You and I go way back. You got all the goods on me, so I got to behave myself. Well,
that's right.
What is your role in this? You're putting this whole thing together?
Kind of spearheaded it, bringing back the bazaar like they kind of used to do in years past, way past. So we decided, since we started talking about how, you know, we're doing canning and everything else, so started talking to some of the residents and came up with this idea and kind of tied it in with Headwater Days. Figured there'd be a lot of people in town,
right.
So they can swing out there. And like Yvonne said, we have fresh baked items. We have apple pies that are ready to go to the freezer, actually in the freezer. So with the holidays coming up, they can pop one out. And they were made with love.
Of course. Of course. Now, this is the first time you've done this?
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
Yep. So we'll have a lot of items. We'll have canned items, too, canned goods like the good old country women did. And then we will also have, like, our plants that we've done in the past. So, and all the proceeds will go to the resident fund for activities, for special meals brought in, entertainment.
So I'm going to a great cause.
It is. It really is.
So what is your favorite dish out there? What do you look forward to tasting?
The apple butter is amazing.
Mm.
I've never made apple butter before this, and it was kind of interesting listening to some of the ladies. What, we have 12 ladies? Probably about 10 to 12 ladies there, and only two of them had ever made apple butter. But boy, the one, she was peeling the apples faster than I probably could ever do, and telling us all about how she made apple butter. But she had 12 kids, so she, you know, kind of had to do those things.
Absolutely.
But it is very, very good.
How long have you been prepping for this, Jill? I mean, when did this first start to take shape?
Probably about 2-3 weeks ago. Okay. The last couple of weeks the residents have been really busy. Every day we're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And last night we were over in the home ec room in the kitchen until, well, supper was being served and we were still taking pies out of the oven, so.
Taking care of people and food, Jill, that's kind of in your DNA.
It is.
It really is. That is definitely a family thing, and you do it very, very well. So you're excited for this, too, I would imagine.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So, that again, that's going on tomorrow, and what are the hours again?
1 to 4, and it will be in the front lobby of St. Francis there, so people, you know, it's easy. They don't have to try to navigate through the building to find where we're at. We'll be right up front. So residents will be up there helping with it.
Great. Are you looking forward to doing this again? I mean, is this kind of the start and you'll be bringing this back year after year, I hope?
Yep. We want to do, this is our first annual. We've already talked about doing the Christmas goodie plates when Santa and Mrs. Claus come to St. Francis. So the residents will be doing that.
Well, you know something about that too, about the Santa Claus thing, definitely.
A little bit.
Yvonne, I've got another question. What is your favorite dish out there? What do you like to taste the most?
Well, I'll tell you, a couple weeks ago, Jill came to our cooking club, and we made apple pie, and it was just delicious. It was really good.
Would you say that's your favorite? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm right there with you, too, and I like mine a la mode, so throw some ice cream on that. You got a good thing going. Yvonne, thanks for stopping by. Jill, thank you, too,
for
being a part of the morning show. Again, Terry, every week, just such great people and good information.
Right?
Right.
This was a perfect opportunity to get out there and share the good work that they've been doing, and again, I didn't know what apple butter was. I thought it was just apples and butter, and you just spread it on your toast. But let me tell you,
there's more to it than that.
Yeah. And it takes, I don't know, Jill, about 13 hours to prepare that. She had a crock pot going down there, and the aroma, it's the cinnamon, it's the cloves, it's just, it's effervescent, it's healing. It's like, man, it looked very good.
Well,
I
wish you the best. I think you're going to have a great crowd out there. A lot going on, so it's a good tie-in with everything else that's going on.
Right, and you know, and it was all made with love, so you can't go wrong with that.
Never go wrong with that. Terry, thanks for stopping in again.
Absolutely.
And next Friday, what are we talking next Friday?
Yeah, I'm actually at a convention in Nisswa all week, so Brian's going to come out and talk about a radiologist and whatever else he's going to say. But,
fantastic. Yeah. We'll have a good conversation.
And you have a great weekend.
You too. You burned me on that one, but I love
right.
it. Terry Anderson in from CHI St. Francis, and we chat with her every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.